brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVUA News Time is 8:25. That's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We've got Carolyn Davis of the Opie Lions Club and Gina Sheevy, Front Porch Jam's organizer / spokesperson. And we're talking about activities this weekend.
Front Porch Jam time. Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us, as always, here.
Thank you for having us, as always. Yeah. So kind.
Yeah, you betcha. And Carolyn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for the opportunity to be here today. I appreciate it.
Well, glad to have you both in. And Gina, it's got to be a bit bittersweet, but you've got one last Front Porch Jam coming up here this weekend.
Yeah, we love the season. We love everything we get to do during the season, and it's been a really good one. So just really glad to have the opportunity to still have these things going. Definitely did not think that many years ago when it started. So
yeah, you've had a wonderful year, and we will do a little reminiscing before we're finished here today. But let's talk about what is upcoming this Saturday night. First, where will you be jamming, Gina?
We're going to be jamming just off of Opie Lake Road. So it's 650 Road K7 at Gary and Martha Jones's place. And if you don't understand who Gary and Martha Jones are, you might know them as Max and Baby. That's what everybody lovingly calls them. And their dog Brownie is kind of a adopted mascot of the entire town, I feel like. But yeah, we'll be there. They have kind of an amphitheater setting in their backyard and a couple of decks to sit on, plus just the pit is where the musicians will be, and then everybody can, there's great seating all around. And it's always been a place that people enjoy coming to a jam, not just for the music and the cause, but also just the setting is really beautiful.
All right. So we mentioned here there's jams. Who's jamming?
Okay, who's jamming? So I am going to invite, for the first time, Michael Kuhlman. He is the son of a longtime Lion, Rory Kuhlman. And Mike has been a huge supporter of Front Porch Jams since the beginning. And he has gotten to a point where he's like, you know what? I'm going to play. He was just in Winfield this past week with a bunch of other Front Porch Jammers that got to go down there to play. But Rory's going to be joining us to make his debut at about 7:15. Lyndon Stevie, who is also a local that we know well, has many ties, of course, to the Opie community. But he's been playing out music for a couple of years, and I'm glad to get him on. I'm glad, and he's going to be doing more of like, you know, kind of country, a little bit classical rock and things like that. So it'll be great to have him. And then we have a couple of who have become regulars, but are just some of the best in the business. We have Jesse Jack and the Electric String Band. Jesse Jack made his debut at Front Porch Jams a few years ago. Then he put out an album called King of the Plains. You can follow him at jjstringband.com, but just an incredible artist. He's won some songwriting awards regionally and is just a really incredible sound. Really writes from the heart, and you'll hear a ton of originals from him. And then, of course, we have Plan B, which is made up of Leslie Cunningham and Jeff Schaefer and Friends. And they're going to, you know, kick out our night to end it with some bluegrass. So you've got a lot of mixture with all of the different types of music that we'll be playing there.
And we also have Gina Sheevy, do we not?
Possibly. Possibly. We will see. I actually have to have cataract surgery. I'm not sure what it's going to look like for me on Saturday, but I will play if I can.
Understood.
I know you'll do everything you can, you know, to make it up there. Well, these are wonderful events, and we'll get into the specifics on how the year has went. But you know, every jam that we have monthly during the season, there is a beneficiary. They do this for a cause, and this will be for the Opie Lions Club, and that's why Carolyn is here representing the Opie Lions Club. So, how are things with the Opie Lions, Carolyn?
You know what, our Opie Lions Club, I'm so proud of our community and our organization. It's really special, the group of people that we have that make it that way.
What is it about the Opie Lions? You mentioned here about, you know, the people that, that help make the club, but what is it about the club that, that really draws you to keep your involvement in, and what are some of the projects that you're doing right now?
Well, you know, the Lions Club motto is we serve, whether it's an international organization, but our focus mainly is locally, and just to be able to give back to our community and help make it a great place to live and raise your kids is what's pretty special.
So any current projects you're working on or any past projects that are just finished up, Carolyn?
Well, let me tell you, you know, we partnership mainly with our community and our schools, you know, whether it be we help send a kid to band camp in the summer. We give two generous scholarships for graduating seniors each year. We always cook and serve the Honor Flight pancake feed. We assist with Eagle Pride T-shirts, Red Ribbon Week, some school stuff within our community. If you haven't been to the annual Easter egg hunt at the Opie Park, you need to go because it's pretty special. That's one of my most favorite. It's just electric. We also assist with maintenance, whether it be within park or community. And another couple favorites, at Christmas time, we create treat and goodie bags and deliver to our senior citizens within our area. And at Christmas, we also have a dinner where we thank our community personnel workers, our volunteer firefighters, our volunteer first responders, as because all of it together helps put the puzzle pieces together for our community.
Very involved in doing very good work locally, the Opie Lions Club, and they will benefit from the final Front Porch Jam of the season coming up Saturday. That's this Saturday, September 28th. At 650 Road K7 in Opie. It is the Joneses Lions Club Jam is what they're calling this. And Gina, let's talk about your year. How's it been? You looks like you've had some pretty good attendance, and you've raised some, pretty significant dollars, it looks like.
Yes, I think this season has been a banner season for us in both attendance and in fundraising, and I attribute that to quite a few factors, but just one being just the grace of God, number one, and then number two, for sure, everyone who has been in with this jam and these ideas and the mission around gathering people around porches and local music to do something bigger than ourselves, it resonates very deeply, and I really appreciate the loyalty of everyone that has been involved over the past 7 years and that it has continued. There is a benefit, of course, to the beneficiaries for sure, but I think if you ask anyone that goes there that night, as important as the cause is or as important as the play for the musicians are, there is just something about sitting with each other in community and around live music doing something for the benefit of someone else that's really just touches your heart. And I think once you've come to a jam, you don't ever look at it the same way again. Unless you've been, you really can't explain it. So I'm just really grateful and thankful for this work.
And looking ahead, Gina, I know we talked with you relatively early in the concert schedule, and you already had really a number of I think, potential locations, potential partners for next year that were already starting to get into your ear. What's the early look at the 25 list of either performers or potential fundraising partners?
In 2025, thanks to our partnerships and sponsors, we have the capacity to have some acts that we haven't been able to draw in before because of their tour schedule and their needs to be present in the music industry. And I'm really glad to be able to showcase artists that have come from local roots to come back and do those things. And also porches that we've never played on, areas we've never played for, and then also causes we've never played for have all been in the works for 2025. And so I do keep it at 4 jams a year, and I am hearing people say we want more jams. And I get that, but I'm also a wife and a mother first, and I really do have to make sure I can balance that with everything else, and I want to do those jobs well first. So At this point, excited for new ventures for 2025. I actually have all the porch requests that I can handle at this point. And so my board and I will be reviewing those requests to see what would be best, you know, for the benefit and for the organization. But just really incredibly grateful and, you know, like I said, all glory to God in it. So.
Well, we can hear the shouts out there already. More jams, Gina. More jams.
I can hear that chant,
you know,
already.
There's plenty of live music opportunities around Emporia. And, you know, if you're clicked in at all with the Granada, with the Halfway to Everywhere, with all kinds of people trying to do good things around music, Goodway Gardens with Alexa Dawson, I mean, there are tons of people that are trying to bring community around live music. We're really lucky in Lyon County to have these options.
All right, so the Front Porch Jam, the final jam of the 2024 season, is this Saturday night, 650 Road K7, Olpie, benefiting the Olpie Lions Club. So, Carolyn, I would assume you're pretty excited about Saturday night.
Oh, yes, it's going to be beautiful. The weather, you know, it's going to be a great week of weather. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that Gina and her group has chosen the Olpie Lions Club as a beneficiary. So it goes to helping others within our community, and we appreciate that.
Well, Carolyn's
definitely
been, yeah.
Max and Baby Jones, it's the host that picks. So it's really just having people connected to the group, and I know Max is a longtime Lions as well, but having people connected to those groups and then getting them into a position where they can voice that and want to host it at their house, that's the magic. So just thanks to Max and Baby Jones for choosing that.
All right, Gina, once again, when do things start Saturday, and how does it work? Is there a suggested donation?
Okay.
What are we looking at here?
Yeah, so bring your lawn chair, and I would bring a blanket, I think. We are going to start, music starts at 7, so get there early. People will be grabbing seats early at Max's anyway. You can even go and set up your lawn chairs before the show is even close to starting. But you'll bring that. You'll bring a small cooler if you want to, snacks and drinks, whatever for yourself. But suggested donation is $10 per person, and 100% of that goes to the cause we're playing for. So 100% of everything that is collected that night goes to the Lions Club. So the musicians are taken care of by separate sponsors, and thank goodness for them, so that we can pay them for their time and talent and travel. So you'll come there at 7. You get opportunities to hear different artists and sit with people you may not have gotten to know in the area, and just enjoy the sweetest thing, and that's the magic of live music.
Outstanding. Gina, thanks so much for your time with us today. Thanks so much for your work, really helping to improve our quality of life.
Well, thanks so much for all of your support. And Carolyn, thanks so much for joining this morning. I know both of us are at our jobs on the radio.
Well, Carolyn, thank you very much.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Gina. Good to talk to you as always.
Yep. Same to you. Bye.
All right, Gina Sheevy, the organizer of Front Porch Jams, and Carolyn Davis, who is with the Olpie Lions Club. It is the Front Porch Jams. It's called the Joneses Lions Club Jam, coming up this Saturday night, 7 p.m., Chuck.
Okay.
650 Road K7, Olpie.
Do not miss it, and do not miss our Newsmaker 2 tomorrow, which is going to have a lot happening for this upcoming weekend as well. It's our preview.